This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal, with the caveat that it is still really early days yet, getting the Gulf Coast out from under the damage that Harvey left behind and acknowledging the loss of life. We do know already that recovery and rebuilding in Texas and parts of Louisiana is going to be expensive. Tens of billions of dollars easy, $100 billion or more possibly. Writing in Politico magazine in a story called How Washington Made Harvey Worse, Michael Grunwald says Congress should have, and in a way did, see this coming. Mike, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Kai.
We need to establish a little baseline here, I think, before we get going too much farther. There's a report that you begin your piece with. It's called Higher Ground, 1998, from the National Wildlife Federation. What did it say?
You know, it was a report about the National Flood Insurance Program and essentially how dysfunctional it was. They focused a lot on how there were these repetitive loss properties, homes and businesses that just got flooded over and over again. They actually had a poster child that had been flooded 16 times in 18 years. And of course, that home was in Houston, which is where they actually released the report. And the author of the report said that day, "Houston, we have a problem." And he said that there was much worse coming in the future.
That report was written 30 years after the National Flood Insurance Program started. We are now 20 years beyond that. It is still a mess, the National Flood Insurance Program. And more to the point of your piece, you say Congress should have known this was coming.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, 3 years after Higher Ground, there was a tropical storm that hit Houston and cost $5 billion worth of damage. In 2015, there was a no-name rain event that was one of the 15 costliest floods in U.S. history. And then in 2016, there was another no-name rain event that was one of the 15 costliest floods in U.S. history. So this is not a surprise. They're called floodplains because it's plain that they flood.
Part of what's going on here is the maps that lay out flood zones and on which the flood insurance program is based. The problem, of course, is that those maps are, in essence, politically negotiable.
Yeah, and they're really absurd. I mean, when you build in the floodplains, not only are you putting more homes and businesses in harm's way, you're paving over these wetlands and prairies that used to soak up excess floodwaters, and you're pouring it right into the bayous and the rivers, and you're making those floods worse. And that's why you have the $8 billion floods in U.S. history have all been in the last couple decades.
The flood insurance program is, as we've all heard repeatedly the past five, 6 days or so, it's $25 billion in the hole. How did it get that way? Is it just paying out more than it took in premiums?
Yeah, that's a pretty pretty succinct way of putting it. I mean, I lived in Miami Beach for a while, and it was extraordinary how cheap my my flood insurance was. It's way below actuarial rates. It's surprising it's only $25 billion in debt. It's about to go much more.
It needs to be reauthorized by the end of September. Jeb Hensarling, the chairman of the relevant committee in the House of Representatives, has some plans to overhaul it. I guess more plans because we've had them in the past. What are the odds this thing gets A, funded again, and B, fixed?
Well, it's funny. I'm sure it'll get funded because of the disaster. There's going to be a lot of pressure, and there's always a lot of pressure because you can't get a mortgage without flood insurance. So everybody wants the flood insurance program to go. In 2012, there actually was some flood insurance reforms that were going to try to make it more actuarially sound to reflect the risk of people living in these flood-prone areas, and they actually got bipartisan support. But then people's flood insurance premiums started going up. Everybody freaked out. And there was another bipartisan bill in 2014 that essentially unreformed it. So I think it's going to be very difficult. There's going to be a lot of pressure to just reauthorize the program, keep it going, and make sure those disaster checks keep coming.
Mike Grunwald, he writes for Politico magazine. His piece that we're talking about today is called How Washington Made Harvey Worse. Mike, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Kai.